Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. There's been a lot of polling in the presidential race, polling showing Donald Trump taking the lead in most of the battleground states. But will the Old Dominion, Virginia, become a battleground state as well? We're going to talk about that with Scott Parkinson from the Club for Growth. Scott, good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me back, Loman. It's great to talk to you.
Normally, Scott, most folks will look at the Commonwealth of Virginia and will say, yeah, that's going to be a blue state. But some of the polling that has been done recently suggests this could become a battleground as well. What's the polling showing?
Listen, I think something's happening all across America. We've seen it in the polling trends in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, the traditional swing states. Trump is doing really, really well against Joe Biden. And back in May, Roanoke College conducted a poll here in Virginia, and it showed that Joe Biden had a 16-point lead. Well, they polled the race again in August, and his 16-point lead decreased all the way down to 9 points. And then they polled the race again this month, and what do we see? We see a 4-point race. And Biden is officially under 50% at 48%, and Trump is at 44%. So a 4% race really within the margin of error on everything that's going on. And I think that the big news here in Virginia is that Joe Biden is no longer winning among independents. Both of Trump and Biden are currently splitting independents at 46%. And there's a lot of identified independent voters here within the Commonwealth of Virginia. And when it comes to winning elections, building a coalition that can win, I think a lot of people are starting to take a second look at the policies that people like Donald Trump stand for, in contrast to really the incompetency of President Biden and his administration. There was a report this week as well from the Joint Economic Committee Republicans, right? So this is an official standing committee of the U.S. Congress, but it's split between Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate. So the Republicans put out a report this week, and it talked about the typical American household needing to spend $11,434 annually just to enjoy the same standard of living that they had in January of 2021. And you can actually go to their report and you can click on every state or commonwealth in the country, right? When you click on Pennsylvania, the cost of living hasn't changed there as much as the national average. It's $9,511. But in Virginia, it's $12,230 for that household. And so when you think about 4 years of President Biden and the annual cumulative costs of a household, that's almost $50,000. And you remember this cornerstone promise that Joe Biden made in the 2020 election was, I am not going to raise taxes on the middle class. And the reality is that inflation is the hidden tax. And the effect of inflation for households in Virginia is $49,000 over 4 years. And I think when people look back and they say, am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? And this is looking forward in a year, right? But they're going to be looking back and judging the 4 years of President Biden. I think it's very much similar to the Carter administration and his presidency with historic inflation and honestly losing his race in a big election for Ronald Reagan in 1980, and then obviously in 84 we had one of the most historic landslides in our nation's history. So I think that when you look at the polling that I described here in Virginia, 48-44, and you just see how that is trending from what was a 16-point race in May to where we are today at the beginning of December, I think that it is showing that there is something happening nationally and Joe Biden is going to lose in the 2024 election.
The polling would seem to indicate that at this point in time. You know, in this past election, Scott, Governor Glenn Youngkin was attempting to get control of both houses of the Virginia legislature. That didn't happen, and the national media was portraying it as a big defeat. But drill down for us a bit on the numbers. It actually was pretty close.
Yeah, I think that the legacy media rushed to click publish with their editorial team and try to put out this narrative that Glenn Youngkin lost and lost big. And that's just not true. Number one, he picked up seats in the state Senate. The state Senate now is 21-19 with the Democrats holding that majority. But if you look at one of the races out here in Prince William County, Bill Wolf lost by 4%. It was less than 2,000 votes. And when you think about the state Senate majority coming down to less than 2,000 votes, and then you unpack what happened in the House of Delegates, where it's 51-49, again, very, very close, it was less than 1,000 votes in two of those delegate races that really decided the House of Delegates majority, too. So really, Youngkin was very, very close to having what's known as the trifecta of power. And when I also look at the popular vote in Virginia, it was effectively a toss-up within 3,000 votes. So we know that Virginia is a competitive state. I think that the polling from Roanoke College substantiates that message. It's going to be competitive, and states are going to be in play that a lot of people had sort of written off ever really since Barack Obama was running for president and had a very, very successful election in 2008.
The Old Dominion, Virginia, now a battleground state. We have been talking with Scott Parkinson from the Club for Growth. And Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Club for Growth is a membership organization based out of our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. And everybody can check out the website, clubforgrowth.org, to learn more about the club and the candidates that they're supporting, and also about the policies that we stand for in relation to economic freedom, economic liberty, and economic opportunity. Again, the website's clubforgrowth.org. Check us out at Twitter at clubforgrowth with the number 4.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. As always, Scott, we'll check in with you next week. Thank you.
Okay.